You are watching a special Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a special Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Matt Florjancic. While the Senior Bowl is restricted to a limited number of players, it is a great opportunity for players from smaller college programs to show their skills in front of NFL scouts and coaches before the NFL draft. I had a chance to catch up with some of those small school players, and here's what they said about making the most out of their opportunities in Mobile.
Not really getting an opportunity to play on, you know, television, ESPN game, ABC. And, it's, you know, it's just a great opportunity to play against other great players and show my abilities and show what I'm capable of.
I can play with the guys from the FBS level and that I can compete with them, that I'm not shy to go up against them. Especially for me, from my small school, I feel like I have to make sure I go out and represent the right way. And that way, that when they bring guys in and recruit, they can show them, like, well, we got one kid that make it. So if you put in the hard work like he did his 4 years here, that you will get your shot as well.
You know, sometimes in the Northwest, you don't get seen as much, you know. So this is the perfect opportunity for the whole world, whole country to be watching you. So I'm just looking to prove that I'm an elite player.
Yeah, you know, it's a heavy weight on my shoulders, you know, coming from a smaller conference and, you know, people kind of belittling us. But we have also a good amount of players from out of Kent State, you know. We want to continue the tradition, you know. All of us here want to play in the next level, so we're really excited for our opportunity.
I'm now joined by senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, we've had a chance to watch both the North and South teams practice a couple times now. What have you taken away from those practices?
The biggest takeaway, as always, you look at the quarterbacks. And I think the most interesting part about this year's Senior Bowl and really the draft class in general in 2013 is the fact that there isn't a clear-cut top guy at the position. It seems pretty competitive, pretty wide open, really a chance for anybody to take that spot. You don't have the Andrew Luck or the Robert Griffin III in this year's draft. In fact, I caught up with Mike Mayock of NFL Network and had him break down that very topic.
I think this year's quarterback class is going to define the overall class just like last year. And you don't have the top end certainty like we had the year before with Luck, with RG3. You checked off every box. Toughness, physicality, talent, you know, off the field, on the field, work ethic. It was easy. They were easy to do. Now, this year, it's a lot different. What you see now is sporadic talent. You see first-round talent, but it's nowhere near as consistent. It's not as easy. So, Mike Lennon, if you put the fourth quarter on against Florida State, it's a first-round talent. However, there's a bunch of other tape that screams otherwise. Same thing with Landry Jones. It's first-round talent. Big arm, make every throw, but why are you so good against West Virginia and so bad against Kansas State? So it's not as simple as a year ago, but the talent's out there. This Nassib kid reminds me a little bit of Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins. Dysart was on a bad football team. Didn't have offensive linemen and wideouts to compete with the schedule he played. How good is he really? So what I'm trying to say is there's a ton of questions out there. A lot harder to evaluate than a year ago, but still pretty exciting because there's talent there.
Thanks for checking in to ClevelandBrowns.com for this special Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I want to remind you to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the rest of the week for more updates from the 2013 Senior Bowl. For Vic Carucci, I'm Matt Florjancic. Thanks for watching.